You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, AJ Andrews at JaysRunCatch.com, and this episode is brought to you by the upcoming MLB Trade Deadline Show on the Locked On MLB YouTube channel. We will be streaming the Hot Stove Live with 2 hours of MLB trade analysis from our Locked On lineup of local experts. Subscribe to Locked On MLB on YouTube and tune in July 30th, beginning at 3 p.m. Eastern. And this episode is somewhat of a preview for that. Going to throw some names out there that I've seen bandied about in trade talks and what the Blue Jays are probably going to be giving up to get them and how they would help the lineup. I mean, there are some interesting names popping up. So basically I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to be looking at the lineup first, and then starting pitching, and then finally the bullpen, because I think y'all are more interested in the bullpen, because the bullpen, oh my god, the bullpen. That's all I need to say about that. That's pain. That's the bullpen. But yeah, I went in order of, like, seriousness, when looking to acquire players. So let's just dive right into this. So I was going to talk about the person who I thought was going to be the bigger person in danger in a trade. Because the Blue Jays, when it comes to the lineup, there aren't a lot of obvious spots to improve. They have 4 outfielders right now, and they're going to get a 5th with Corey Dickerson coming back from IL, given he's rehabbing his foot. So there doesn't look like there are a lot of spots that the Blue Jays can really improve upon. They have 3 all-stars in the infield. They have 5 quality outfielders. Catching, yeah, but they're kind of punting catching in terms of getting some defense. And with Danny Jansen on the IL, Alejandro Kirk's back up, Reese McGuire is still there. So, you know, they're actually a little hamstrung by the catching at the moment. So we'll see if maybe a Danny Jansen is dangled. But that leaves one position, and that's third base, where Kevin Biggio currently resides. And, you know, there are some options that, you know, the Blue Jays would like to potentially go after, but let's be real. Are they going to get Chris Bryant? Probably not. We know the Cubs are sellers. They sent Andrew Chafin off yesterday to Oakland for a couple of prospects, which unfortunately set a pretty high bar for the relief market. We're going to be talking about that a little later, but yeah, Bryant's going to be very expensive. And if the Blue Jays try and turn that into a double deal where they get Craig Kimbrell as well, going to be very costly. But a name surfaced courtesy of John Paul Morosi that I don't think were on a lot of radars for the Blue Jays. And in this era of the home run, why not just swing for the fences and go all out? Name linked to them is Joey Gallo of Texas. For those of you familiar with Joey's work, you know he is the prototypical bat of this modern era of baseball, where he does not hit for average, but he will get on base and he will mash dingers. At the time of recording, he's hitting .222 this season, which is actually ahead of his career average of .211. But the thing is, like, he is the pure distillation of the 3 true outcomes. He strikes out a lot. 124 strikeouts already. He's cracked the 200 barrier in a full season before. He probably will do it again. But he has a major league leading 74 walks and a very respectable 24 home runs. And he does have experience at third base, but the likely scenario would be that Gallo would continue to be an outfielder, and that's where we're going to get into the cost of what it would take to get a Joey Gallo. And the cost is one of the outfielders. And unfortunately for a guy who has been bandied about a lot in trade rumors, it's probably Lourdes Gurriel Jr. who is the centerpiece of a deal like that. Gurriel not having a great season, batting 266. 263. Gotta update my stats with last night's loss. Yay. 11 home runs, 41 RBI. So he's not hitting for the average that I think a lot of Blue Jays fans expected out of him, considering what he was doing. He's the same age as Gallo. But the difference for the Rangers is, A, he's a very flippable contract. A lot of people will happily take Lourdes Gurriel Jr. on, given he's got two more years after this, and he's not going to crack $6 million. So, very team-friendly. Gallo, on the other hand, is a free agent in 2023, but he's going to be hitting arbitration the next 2 years, and I don't think Texas wants to pay him for what they're getting out of him, which is, you know, dead last in the American League West. Again. I just like saying that. So what do the Blue Jays really get out of this? They get a guy who, again, can walk, can mash, but will also strike out a lot. Very frustrating. Also, if you look on Baseball Reference at the player comps for Joey Gallo, the highest grade out he is Kyle Schwarber. Most similar batter. It's Kyle Schwarber and then Hunter Renfroe. And then a tie between garbage person Miguel Sano, who we will not be talking about, and Max Muncy. Now, I don't know if y'all saw what Schwarber did for Washington this season, but he went on an absolute tear. And that would be attractive for the Blue Jays. But I don't think, if Gurriel's going the other way for Gallo, I don't think there's a lot of prospect capital that the Blue Jays have to actually throw in there. The Rangers would probably be looking for an infield prospect, given they're in kind of transition on the middle infield. They parted ways with Elvis Andrews in the offseason in the ill-fated Chris Davis deal, which, I mean, Davis didn't even last like 3 months with the team. So sending a middle infielder to Texas in that deal, probably not Norelvis Martinez. I think you want to hold on to him. But one of the other options, maybe Raquelvin DeCastro would be a guy who would get this done, or Leonardo Jimenez. One of those two guys who has a very high ceiling but is going to need a lot of help to get there. Steven Machado, another option. But with Gurriel's contract being much more attractive and potentially offering a lot more from an on-base perspective and money perspective for Texas, because let's be real, that is what Texas wants to do, is save money. That might be all to get Gallo. And I don't know if I would still do that, just because, again, I get frustrated enough watching so many batters on this Blue Jays team just strike out in places. But Gallo has one of the best batting eyes in the league, so it's probably worth the gamble, even if you don't keep Gallo in the offseason, which, I mean, they might be able to re-sign him. It would be interesting to see how the outfield was shift, because Gallo's been playing primarily right field. So either him or Teoscar would have to shift over. But I mean, that is a very Homer happy lineup. And we've seen with some of these teams the Blue Jays have faced, homers are getting it done. As much as I hate it, I would much rather have, like, runners on base and move chains and just punish pitchers like that. But in this Homer happy league, Gallo does provide a lot of those. So he would fit in that regard. And like I said, would not cost near as much as getting a guy like Chris Bryant. So that is my thoughts on Joey Gallo. Now let me tell you my thoughts on rockauto.com, a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years and making sure that you don't have to go to your local auto chain parts store and just watch them do what you could be doing on your computer by yourself for a fraction of the cost. You can access rockauto.com, browse their easy-to-navigate catalog for whatever you need, be it brake parts or tail lamps or water pumps that don't explode, and you can acquire it for, you know, without spending up to 100% of the markup if you go to your local chain auto parts store. You know you're getting a reliably low price from rockauto.com, so go there right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck, and when they ask, how did you hear about us, write Locked On in there so they know that we sent you and everyone gets to feel good. So, check out the amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. So, starting pitching. God. I really want to have a solid answer for starting pitching, just because it looks like the Blue Jays have something. If you look at when they're healthy, they have four starters who have performed very well. In Hyunjin Ryu, Robbie Ray, Alek Manoah, and to a lesser extent, Steven Matz. And then there's Ross Stripling in the rotation right now. So, it's not bad, but it could always be better. And if the Blue Jays are looking ahead, Robbie Ray is going to need a new deal because he signed a 1-year, and he's going to be more expensive than $9 million because he is pitching like an all-star this year. Steven Matz, also a free agent after the season. I don't know if he's coming back. He's probably going to be able to test the market. Alek Manoah will be here. You hope for a bounce back from Nate Pearson just to make something better in that regard. But that's not guaranteed. So if the Blue Jays want to go out and get starting pitching, I'm not as big a fan of going for rental in this case. If they're going to pay out for starting pitching, I would rather they get someone who they're going to be able to have for a little bit. And there is a very, very good pitcher who's going to be available with another couple years control in Minnesota starter Jose Berrios. Berrios still young. He just turned 27 in May. He is called La Máquina, and that is with good reason. He has been a machine. A 3.48 ERA in 20 starts for Minnesota. He has a winning record for that subpar Twins team that is also a clear seller. He will strike out a fair amount of batters. His K9 ratio hovers around 9. He usually gets a strikeout inning, and that's what you want out of a guy who should be able to deliver consistent performances. And since his rookie season, that's what he's been, consistent. 3.89 ERA in 2017, 3.84 2018, 3.68 2019, went up to 4 in a shortened season last year. Again, 3.48 this year. Dude, it is the, like, definition of, you know, get your six out of a guy. And that's going to be very, very attractive. He's going to be due for a huge raise in arbitration as well. But if the Blue Jays are being linked with guys like Joey Gallo, why wouldn't they be linked with a guy like Jose Berrios, who, in addition to being young and controllable, is a righty, so he does break that up, that triple lefty run between Ray, Mats, and Ryu. So, makes Spatters think, makes Spatters work. He's probably the most expensive guy I'm going to talk about, because I know I didn't talk about Chris Bryant a lot, because I really don't care as much about Chris Bryant. But Berrios is, I think, worth it, just to have that kind of peace of mind, knowing that he's going to go out there and deliver what you need. So, what would Minnesota need to pry Jose Berrios away? Honestly, they clearly want pitching. They got a couple of AAA starters from the Rays in a Nelson Cruz deal. So, that's probably where they're going to be looking to improve. Now, Manoah is already in the organization at the major league level. I'm removing Alek Manoah from consideration. Do you do Nate Pearson in that deal? Because, like, Pearson's value has taken a massive hit this year. Like, he just has had injury problems. He had that one disastrous start against Houston that got him immediately sent down. He's had a 4.74 ERA at Buffalo in limited time there, which has also been hampered due to injuries. The strikeouts are still there. 36 Ks and 24 and two-thirds innings at Buffalo. But batters are starting to hone in on him. And I've seen people bring up, oh, maybe Pearson needs a change of scenery. He's only 24. So I don't know if he needs a change of scenery that badly. But a straight-up Berrios for Pearson trade, if the Blue Jays think this is their window and they can't be certain Nate Pearson is going to be ready for this window, then that is something they look at. Otherwise, if they don't want to include Nate Pearson in that, then they start having to package a lot of guys together. Maybe centered around an Adam Klovenstein deal or an Eric Pardino deal. I know we haven't talked about Pardino a lot, just because I think he kind of got lost with the injury. Obviously, Tommy John kind of sucks, but Pardino still has a bit of value as a potential pitcher. He's made a couple of appearances in rookie league this season. He's been all right. 3 scoreless innings, struck out 4, only given up 1 hit. Strong start, strong recovery for Pardino. And if the Twins think their window is essentially resetting at this moment, because I'm not sure where they're going to be. They're going to have like guys like Byron Buxton looking for new contracts. I don't know if they want to do that. But they've had a lot of issues. I mean, their first overall pick from 2017, Royce Lewis, hasn't even played baseball since 2019. Still on the injured list. We have no idea what Minnesota thinks their window is. So, if they want to take a chance on a guy like Pardino, who's shown a tantalizing amount of talent, they can probably afford to wait on him. And then maybe they look at other guys. I don't know how serious the injury to Royce Lewis is. That is a question I don't really have an answer to. I don't know if Minnesota really has an answer either. So I don't know if they want to look at a potential infielder. What I'm seeing from like Twins reporters like Lavelle Neal is that they're getting ready for Lewis to arrive. So if they think he's coming, then all right, I'll believe it. But if they focus on like a Pardino, Gabriel Moreno kind of package. Again, you can throw one of the middle infield prospects in there as well, like a DeCastro. But that kind of package might be enough to get Berrios. without having to deal Nate Pearson. And that would be the preferable thing. Because I don't like to gamble that Nate Pearson's going to go to Minnesota and just become the ace, and then we're all angry about that. Instead, I like to gamble at betonline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. You can track whatever you want on there. MLB, UFC, if you're into that. The Olympics are still going on. CFL is coming online. So you can head over to betonline.ag on your laptop or mobile device. Check out all the news, bonuses, and contest information. And if you sign up today, you will receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with the promo code LOCKEDON. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for the runs to the playoffs at betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, I'm going to make this last segment quicker than I thought, mostly because the guy I want to talk about might have been traded by the time this episode goes out. But bullpen, already touched on Craig Kimbrell. He would probably be a package deal, and that's expensive, and I don't really want to do it. But another name linked to the Blue Jays was that of Pirates reliever Richard Rodriguez. Because the Pirates have been selling off for 5 years. They just sold Adam Frazier off to San Diego. So we know they are in a giving mood. Rodriguez has been their closer this season. He has 14 saves. He has a 2.82 ERA. Since he became a full-time reliever, he's excelled in that role, especially since leaving Baltimore, because apparently that's what happens when you leave the Orioles, you'd be good. What a shock. But yeah, just a very, very effective reliever. He's not really a strikeout kind of reliever. He only has 33 Ks in 38 and a third innings, but you don't need that with guys like Jordan Romano back there. Rodriguez is just very effective at controlling batters and getting them to do what he wants. And the problem with Richard Rodriguez right now is that he is very valuable, to the point where there is a report from the MLB News Network that the Blue Jays are in a bidding war with the Phillies. And by the time I post this, this may have been resolved. But it is not going to be cheap to get Richard Rodriguez. As we've seen, that Chafin deal between Oakland and Chicago, Oakland had to give up two prospects, including a AAA outfielder that might actually see some time with the Cubs this season, and then a pitcher with a high 90s fastball. So it's not going to be cheap to get him, especially with the Phillies being the Phillies and wanting bullpen arms but having no idea what to do with them and probably misusing them. And I think Blue Jays fans would love to have a guy who essentially profiles as, you know, like a Ken Giles. He's a fastball slider pitcher. His fastball isn't stellar. It touches 93, but he just knows where to place it. So here's the thing. I don't really want to pay that much for bullpen arms, though. I follow the Blue Jays front office path. I'm not wanting to give out a lot for relievers. But the Pirates have always been looking for catching, so this might be another spot where Gabriel Moreno is a very attractive trade chip and might be able to get Rodriguez into the building. They would probably again have to throw in another prospect, but the Pirates might be willing to take someone a little lower in the pipeline. I'm just trying to think, because usually my name would to throw in would have been like a Josh Winkowski or something like that, but now he's bouncing around a little bit. Believe he's with the Red Sox organization now, which ain't fun, but what can you really do about that? But you know, there are guys, if they're looking for guys who are a bit more major league ready, then I don't know if see the thing is, I have no idea what TJ Zoik's value is now that he's been DFA'd. So I don't know if he would be attractive. You know, do they look at guys a little deeper in the pool? I'm trying to think who's really been showing up for New Hampshire. And would be attractive. I don't know if a guy like Kyle Johnston would be someone the Pirates would be interested in. He's the prospect they got in the Daniel Hudson deal from 2019. He's done all right at New Hampshire. Maybe a resurgent John Harris. I don't know. Andrew McInville was already traded off in the Adam Simber deal. But an arm at that level might be enough to best what the Phillies can offer. But I really don't want to pay a lot for a guy like Rodriguez. If I'm paying out, sadly, I do want to get like a Craig Kimbrell type arm. And I know maybe that's a little shallow going on name recognition. Like, I'd like to have Richard Rodriguez, but I just do not want to give up that much for him. I mean, geez. And if the Phillies want him so badly, Blue Jays can turn around, go to Baltimore, get like Paul Fry or Tanner Scott or something. I don't know. I just don't like paying that much for bullpen. Luckily for you, it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe to the podcast, be it on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And while you're there, make sure you're checking out Locked On NBA Draft. They're actually going to be doing their YouTube live coverage of the draft on July 29th, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, with Draft Goat Chad Ford, draft host Rafael Barlow, and Locked On NBA host John Corrales. So check out Locked On NBA Draft 2021, brought to you by Built Bar, complete with local expert analysis on each pick. Sean Woodley will have the Raptors covered for that. You can follow this podcast on Twitter and Facebook at Locked On Jays. Episode links usually posted there. Follow me on Twitter at @A_J_Andrews_there, because Twitter is dumb, of course. But it feeds me info, so I guess that works. Anyway, gonna end this quick. We'll be back, hopefully, to talk about a Blue Jays win this time. But we'll see. Anyway. Until then, for everyone at the Locked On Podcast Network and everyone at ChaseFromTheCouch.com, I'm AJ Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode, and y'all take care.